right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 319. I'm your host, GBD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And joining us, of course, is the one man who thinks Iwata is a good CEO, Wombat.
I wouldn't go that far.
No. And
we're going to talk about that later, though.
And one man who thinks that Wombat would be a good CEO, Shipwreck.
Of what are we? What?
I don't know.
Just in general.
Generally speaking.
I would trust all my money and all my companies to Wombat.
Would you? Seriously?
No.
Only to his companies, though. Only his
what
company
would you entrust to Wombat?
No, he means people that visit his house.
Oh, company.
His company's money.
Well, if you were having a party, you would trust Wombat to
Yeah, he'd
guests.
Be good in a party situation.
Yes, he would be. So welcome to the show, everybody. There is a lot to talk about this week. I just read that Iwata.
It's a good article. We'll get to that.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I scrolled down and I saw how long it was and I'm like, I'm never going to read this. And then.
And you wound up reading the whole thing.
Yeah, things are going pretty well right now. My parents are in town. I don't know if you remember that from the last show, but my parents are still here. And they're having a very nice visit with us and their grandson. And they're staying at Tokyo American Club. So they're... Do you ever mention Tokyo American Club before?
I'm not familiar. What is that?
It's a club for Americans in Tokyo. Anyway, so they're actually staying there. They have a couple of rooms there where you can stay. So they're actually staying there. And it's great because Ty just can hang out with them all day. And, you know, it's raining a lot here this time of year. So it's not too pleasant outside. But having a good visit, and we went to, I don't know, have you ever been to Legoland? Any of the Legoland, various Legolands?
I've had dreams of Legoland, but no,
what,
I don't
what
think
are
been.
They exactly? Like, I know they exist, but...
Well, the one in Tokyo is in Odaiba. Remember Odaiba ship?
I didn't go there, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
So it's like a little island off of Tokyo.
It's like a man-made island, right?
It's a man-made island, and you take you can drive there or take the monorail.
And there's a I think there's a Sega amusement park.
Yeah, Joyopolis. There's like a million things there. There's shopping malls. There's a Toyota thing. There's a bunch of things to do there. So ties into Legos. We went to Legoland. What it is basically like a very small kids amusement park. So they have like a couple rides, like a real small. Rides like two, and when I say a couple rides, I mean two. And you can, there's one thing where you can build your own car, which Ty really liked. You build your own Lego car, and then they have like a little place where you can race them. You line up all the cars and you push a button, and the gate drops, and then the cars, you know, like soapbox racing style.
This sounds like the worst place ever.
Oh, Grandpa really enjoyed it with like a million Japanese kids screaming around. Grandpa was really excited about Legoland, but Ty liked it. And after that, I bought the combo ticket online. They had some promotion, so we got to go to Madame Tussauds Wax Museum for a discounted price, and that was actually pretty good. I was impressed with that, mostly because nobody was there. It was completely empty, so we basically had the place to ourselves compared to Legoland, which was, you know, you were knee deep in Japanese kids running around. That was cool. I mean,
that's
pretty,
a really weird combo pack.
Well, it's just they're next door to each other in this shopping mall. So it's
in a shopping mall.
Yeah, this is in a shopping mall.
This is all so weird. I've been to the Madame Tussauds in Times Square.
Yes, it's weird. Like some of them are really good. You know, like Lady Gaga was really good. Like Madonna was really good. And some of them are so bad.
That's not the same wax figure?
What do you mean? It's Lady. Yeah, I don't know. They have old Madonna and young Madonna. It's pretty interesting. Like standing side by side. And they have wigs.
And old Madonna is the real Madonna.
And they have wigs so you can like pose with them. And, you know, you're allowed to touch them. Like I didn't think that you'd be allowed to do that. It's
Wait,
pretty interactive.
They have wigs for you to put on?
Yeah, and you can like, so you can wear like an Elvis wig and stand next to Elvis.
That sounds really unsanitary.
Well, Japanese people are pretty clean, I think.
Nah, it says you.
Well, I didn't put any wigs on. Let me put it that way. But, you know, Ty took his picture next to Bruce Lee, and he's, like, chopping the blocks. I posted that on Twitter. It was fun. There was nobody there. So it was like having your own private wax museum. But some of them are so bad.
I've seen that movie.
Like, you would think that the celebrity would sue them. Like, the Brad Pitt one looked like, I don't know, he'd been doing meth or something. It looked like his hair was falling out. It looked bad. I didn't even know who it was at first. And, like, George Clooney looked like he could use a sandwich, basically, or something. But, I don't know, it was fun. It was something to do. Got to find things to do with Grandma and Grandpa and Ty. But I would recommend the Wax Museum if you can get the online combo pack cheap. But how are things with you guys? Anything exciting going on? Any developments?
I'm having another baby. No.
that was quick. How's that going? How's the planning going?
I bought my first like baby thing. I bought things that keep cabinet doors together.
You won't even need those either for like a year.
Well, I bought them because my cat has figured out how to open up like our hamper, like, or not our hamper, our pantry.
Okay.
So
that's a good reason then.
Yeah. So it was pretty much for the cats, but.
Right.
So
you're
going to
need it
news.
Later anyway.
My friend got me, I posted it on Twitter. He got me a onesie for the baby, not me, that looks like Link from Zelda. Looks like his outfit.
Yeah, it looks pretty
cute.
Good.
But you don't know if you're having a boy or a girl yet, right?
No, that's kind of gender neutral, though, I think, the Link thing.
Okay, yeah. Guess so. That's fine. You need to, are you going to register for baby goods?
I'm sure we are. I mean.
Okay, just make sure you let me know.
You'll be the first one to get my registry. That way you can get the most expensive item on it.
Then I'm sure that I will want to.
Right, like a 12-inch statue of G.I. Joe or something.
Yeah, probably Cobra Commander with one with the helmet, one with the hood.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't really done anything too exciting this week. This coming weekend, of course, is the G.I. Joe Con.
That's in
beautiful
Ohio?
Indianapolis.
Oh, wow. And you're going to that?
Oh, yeah. We're staying at the JW Marriott because that's where it's happening at.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so. Excellent. I'm looking forward to seeing all the different sizes and shapes of baronesses that'll be walking around.
But this must be a couple of good baronesses, right? At least.
I'm hoping there's
I believe the plural is baroni.
Baroni? Yeah, but yeah, I guess maybe the bad one. I don't know. It's all good. Everybody loves baroness, no matter what. Good, fat, uh-huh. Skinny, tall, short. Doesn't matter.
Male, female.
Right. Everybody's the same color on the inside. Right, Wombat?
That's right. You can't tell in the dark.
No. Or in the dark. Some show feedback?
Sure. I mean, you know, 99% of the show feedback was congratulating Mr. Shipwreck on the impending news of the birth of a child. So congratulations once again. I'm sure it'll be a topic that we talk about forever. So forever. Forever. That's kind of how it works.
Okay.
Yeah. So what happens when you have kids. You talk about them a lot. But Reckless Bow had to say, in reference to Tomb Raider being a flop, it's really kind of sad that a game as good as Tomb Raider is considered a flop after a month of being out. It is a possibility that more consumers are picking up on a trend of how fast games go on sale after a launch. I personally have been picking up the AAA titles a couple of weeks after the launch just because. I mean, it was on sale on Amazon shortly within release, but that was only for one day.
It's going to be on sale at Kmart coming up for $45.
Well, yeah, that's not bad. That's, you know, it's cheaper. It's $15 cheaper than launch.
I think if publishers want customers to pay full price now, they really need to offer something substantial because the price drops happen so quickly and they're guaranteed. I mean, unless it's a first party Nintendo game, it's basically guaranteed. The only question is it going to happen 1 week, 2 weeks, you know, a month, but it's going to happen soon.
So, pretty much.
So,
and I was talking to someone about this game who's in the know,
uh-huh.
And my insider info is that the game would have needed to have sold 5 million copies to break even.
It looks like an expensive game.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
We've been playing more of that in lieu of BioShock Infinite. We've gone back to Tomb Raider.
I like it better than BioShock Infinite.
God, that game is just, I mean, it's distracting. How good the game looks is distracting. Like, I just
stop. Tomb Raider
you're
talking about.
Tomb Raider, yeah.
Okay.
I have to put the controller down and just look at it. It's just so amazing.
I just love the game structure. I think it's just so well crafted all the way around, which we talked about last week too. But
yeah, that's why
I'm playing it again on the PC now because it works on the PC. So,
right, have you checked it? You've checked it out?
Yeah, works great now.
Right, it looks crazy, right?
Yeah, I put on the mud suit for her, and
the mud suit is where it's at.
Yeah, I'm having just as much fun the second time through that game.
Nice. So, I just got the compound bow.
That's the thing. I've also been playing at the same time. I've been playing the Uncharted game on Vita, Golden Abyss.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And going back and forth between those two games, it's like
it's like being slapped in the face with a cold fish.
Yeah, because the way Uncharted games, this isn't just the Vita version too, but which the Vita version is. It's the Vita version of Uncharted. Like, it's not, it's got a lot of touchscreen and like stuff.
I was going to say, I don't know how you can, you know, how comparable.
Well, you can compare
really
the way that they're structured though. And Uncharted, you don't get gadgets and stuff. You're not like gearing up and like leveling up. All the progression in Uncharted games is they're just going to throw more and more dudes at you with increased weaponry.
Right, and eventually they probably turn into some sort of undead or monster enemy.
Mm-hmm. Which is, they got that from Tomb Raider, which got it from Indiana Jones. But I just love, like, the way that you actually, like, every time you get in something new in Tomb Raider, it's cool. Like, it lets you do something that you wish you'd been able to do before.
Yeah. Yeah, we're having a good time with it. It's quality. I think you would like Far Cry 3 a lot. It's very similar.
I need to pick that up and play it. But
right, get it on the PC. Do yourself. Oh,
I definitely will.
Yeah. So it needed to sell 5 million copies to break even.
Yes,
that's a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot.
It's a lot of copies.
It is a game though that will sit there on shelves and keep selling though because of the Tomb Raider name.
Sure.
Right, and it doesn't have a number after it, so it can really it'll be timeless. Except it'll
exactly.
Be...
it's like It's a Wonderful Life, but a video game.
I was surprised to read that they are not making any single player DLC for it. Disappointed is maybe a better word to use.
I think that's where they made the mistake. Like I think they wasted money making that multiplayer.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, who's buying Tomb Raider for the multiplayer?
No one.
I think. If they were, they spent all that money on single player DLC, probably would have made a lot more money. The game, you know, people are going to want more. It's so good.
There you go. GPD, video game consultant. He's available.
Right. It's easy to say it after the fact, right? I mean, I haven't even tried. I did try the multiplayer. I played like one round and I was like,
I don't even like.
Yeah.
I have no interest whatsoever. Like, I'd rather just play the single player more.
Yeah. It's pretty satisfying shooting a flaming arrow between some guy's eyes and just watching him just collapse or go flying back. I mean, yeah, napalm arrows. That's what I'm talking about. So I got a couple for Watch This Bitches. Oh, we got a couple. Okay. I want to hear about Shipwreck Saw the new G.I. Joe movie. I want to hear about that first.
I'm supposed to see it on Saturday, so don't spoil it for me.
I won't spoil it. It's a lot better than the first movie.
That's good.
You can definitely tell that they looked at the comic book source material more this time around rather than just kind of, I don't know, reimagining G.I. Joe like they did the first time. The first
different
movie was very
too.
Much like a science fiction type of movie.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is much more grounded in bullets and vehicles that look like they could actually exist in the real world.
Are there any like mech suits that the guys wear and run around in?
No,
when I saw that
robot
in the trailer in the first one,
there's no robot suits in this one.
Yeah,
I mean, there's hardly anything that really connects this to the first movie. Like, it definitely is a sequel in that it picks up kind of where the last one left off, but like half of the cast isn't here, so half of the characters aren't here. And what is there, some of them have very diminished roles. Obviously, the Channing Tatum as Duke, I think that's well documented. That's not a spoiler, is it, Wombat?
It happens, I'm assuming that happens in the very beginning.
Very, very early in the movie, yes. Which is a shame.
Does Marlon Wayans even show up?
What was that?
Does Marlon Wayans even show
up?
No.
They never even make a mention of him. But it's a shame, that Channing Tatum's not in the movie more, because the scenes with him and The Rock in him are probably, some of the best, acting and dialogue in the whole movie.
Didn't they reshoot scenes with the two of them together?
I'm guessing there's a scene, and it's been in the trailers, where they're playing 360.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that? I'm guessing that might have been the scene that was added to the movie to get a little bit more Channing in there. But it's not a great movie still by any means, but it's very watchable, and it's got a lot of ninjas, which is good. That cliff scene where they're going around on the wires and everything, that lasts, that must go on for 15 minutes of just ninjas flying around on a cliffside.
It has a 29% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, which means for me that is a movie that I would consider watching on an airplane.
It would be good for an airplane.
Yeah, and that's about it.
My friends want to go and see it, and my wife gave me permission to go see a movie with my friends. I don't care what that movie is.
Out.
I'm going.
You're out.
I'm in. Yeah, you're like, count me in. Okay.
They got rid of Snake Eyes' lips this time around too. Like last time, his costume had lips on it.
Yeah, that was weird.
How's Cobra Commander's voice?
It's fine. It's not. I mean, it's not all hissy, but it's all distorted and everything.
Hmm. All right.
I mean, he's not in the movie a ton, so.
You're giving away too much. No more talking about a movie I'm going to see this weekend.
All right, I'll tell you about a movie that'll...
Foot down.
How about... I got a great movie for you, Wombat. How about a depressing documentary about a former hockey goon? Well, hockey player. Do you know who Chris Nyland is, Wombat?
I am familiar with the name.
And that's about it?
Pretty much. No. He played for the Flyers?
No. He played for the Canadians, but then he played for the Rangers for... And he was pretty...
Maybe I'm thinking of when he played for the Rangers, but yes.
Anyway, the documentary is basically about Chris Nyland, and you see him basically as a troubled youth who gets into a lot of fights, and he becomes a professional hockey player who gets into a lot of fights. And it's interesting just to see about this guy's life, and it turned out badly for him. For a lot of these guys who basically earn their living in the NHL fighting, it usually ends badly for them in life after hockey. They either die drug overdose or, they have a lot of problems. You get hit in the head a lot, you have a lot of problems in life. So, and this guy is kind of fucked up too. So it was a good movie, but I was sort of hoping that it would be more about the consequences of fighting in the NHL, and this is just really about Chris Nyland. But it was good. You can see the consequences and how it affected him. But I would definitely recommend it, and it's on iTunes right now. So there.
I read recently, I know it's just watch this bitches, but I'm doing a read this. A read this bitches. I read the first 12 issues of the Batman relaunch in the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. Comic books. The Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo, first 12 issues of the Court of Owls and the City of Owls saga. It's very good. I heard good things about it, and I haven't picked up Batman in a while. And I'm like, I'll read it. It was super cheap on Amazon. They were selling the volume 1 for $8 and volume 2 for $11. As opposed to, it would have cost me, I think, $25 each.
Are they book? Is it a book or is it a comic?
It's a comic book.
It's not a graphic novel.
It is a graphic novel. It is a trade paperback. Yeah, I bought it's in two volumes. Volume one is issues 1 through 7, it's not and like the other one is 8 through 12.
It's a bunch of issues that have been collected.
Yeah, trade paperback. So, but they tell one story. Yeah. Well, it does tell one story.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I thought you knew about comics, complete story. All
that. Yeah. Well, I guess not. but it's very good, and I recommend it if you haven't read Batman in a while. It's actually a really good jumping off point. You know, it's pretty. The two volumes are pretty self-contained. They did some really cool stuff in volume two that I actually read just before we did the show with the Mr. Freeze and change and giving a little more to his backstory, and it was super creepy, and I highly recommend reading that. And it's just, you know, it's really good overall. It's surprisingly creepy.
Creepier than Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze?
Definitely a little creepier than a little bit creepier.
Hey, Batman, freeze. Chill out, Batman. Doesn't he actually say chill out in the movie?
He says a pun at like every 2 minutes. Every 30 seconds, I think there's an ice. Ice to meet you.
It's so bad.
You have my permission to freeze. He says that too.
Right, right.
Yeah, he says that.
No, Bane's a lot better than Mr. Freeze.
Ice to meet you, Batman. Remember when Mr. Freeze said that to you in that other movie? That was very funny.
It's clever. Aha, Batman, I'm so clever. I come up with these great puns every time we meet. Yeah, he's one of the worst villains in any of the Batman movies.
Yes, but he's very good in this comic. Okay, there you go.
Good.
Read Batman, A Court of Owls, The Court of Owls.
Do you read it in the Arnold Schwarzenegger voice?
No, I read it with the Batman the Animated Series voice.
Like the robot voice? The cold robot voice?
Yeah, Dora.
Yeah.
My wife, Dora. I miss her so much. You took her away from me, Batman. That voice. How was that? Was that good?
Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
How about some new releases?
New releases for the week. Nora.
How about Defiance? That's a game that came out.
That no one will play.
It's such a weird, like...
There's a TV show, too.
I know. I saw the preview for it before G.I. Joe. Yeah, so it's a sci-fi TV show tied in with a third-person shooter MMO that's on consoles and the PC.
Oh, okay.
I'm running out of knowledge base here. That's about, like, they didn't do much PR for this game, and they didn't send out any review copies.
But there's a $150 version of it, isn't there?
There's a $150 version. There's a $100 version. There's the standard.
Why would
$60
you bother
version.
Producing that?
People responded to me on Twitter saying they got the $150 version.
They did.
Yeah, and you can upgrade if you get the normal edition. You can pay $40 to turn it into the DLC. To turn it into the deluxe edition, and then you can also buy a $40 season pass. From what I've briefly read on it, there's not much out there. From what I've briefly read, people seem to think it has promise. But I don't know what the market is for this. It's such a weird product, especially at this point in these consoles' lives.
Right. It seems
it's made by Tryon. Who made
Rift.
Right.
Which is supposed to be good.
Right. I mean, this might be good. It's just there was a beta for it at one point. I wasn't in the beta.
And they didn't send out review copies, which is never a good sign.
Well, you can't really review a game that's an MMO prior to launch.
Well, they do, you know.
It's not the real environment. I kind of get that.
There's not much point in reviewing it before it launches.
Right.
Exactly. I know the servers were down on day one.
which is to be expected.
They did have a server crash. Yeah, they did have server crashes.
Well, maybe it'll be good. I see on the user reviews it has an 8.1 on Metacritic.
There you go. Did you pick up the Borderlands Ultimate Vault Hunter upgrade? Vault?
Well, it's part of the Season Pass, so yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
This is what upgrades you to be able to get up to level 61 now. And
61.
It also adds another tier of rare loot. So I'm looking forward to getting back in there now that I can level up some more.
Nice.
What kind of person plays the same game over and over and over again? You don't see me doing that.
I've also been playing Battle Block Theater that came out this week. This is from the guys who did Castle Crashers and Alien Hominid.
Oh, it's out this
Behemoth.
Week.
Behemoth.
Yeah, it's from Behemoth. And I've played, you can play it solo. It seems like it's primarily supposed to be like a four-player co-op slash competitive game. But it's a 2D puzzle platformer where it's very, they're like the levels are very small. You're trying to get all these gems in the level. And once you get three gems, you can then, as long as you find the exit, you can leave. But most levels have a maximum of seven gems, and you score better if you get all seven of those, and it has like a hidden item. So it goes by really quickly, but it's got a good sense of humor to it, and you end up killing yourself a lot, but there's not that much like penalty for doing it because there's checkpoints everywhere. So I tried some of the multiplayer, and it kind of – I think a lot of people will like it, but I kind of didn't have the best experience with it because it's kind of got the new Super Mario Brothers type of thing where you're like bouncing off of the other characters.
Okay.
And in a platformer, that just drives me nuts. And you can battle the other players too. Like there's a little – melee system in there and everything, and you can like you have one special move that can be weapons that you've unlocked, like grenades or like mines and stuff like that. But I definitely like the solo portion of it. So
I see the reviews on Metacritic are very positive. It's got an 89.
Yeah, it's definitely, you can tell it's made by the Castle Crasher guys because it's very well done.
I remember seeing it at PAX the year I went. So it was before my son was born. So about almost four years ago.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it at Tokyo Game Show, I think, a couple years ago.
So they definitely put some effort into this one.
There's also, you can create your own levels and share them and everything like that. So I have to look to see how that stuff all plays out. I'll have a review up at some point on it, but I wanted to wait until like the actual community part of it got out there because it seems like that's a pretty major part of the game. But definitely try the demo of it. I think you guys would like it because it's not too incredibly difficult on the platforming. Like it's not anything that's like on a Super Meat Boy precision level,
right?
It's still, it's not so easy that it becomes boring either.
And this is an only on Xbox.
Yeah, that's just on Xbox. $15.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What else we got this week?
I think that's it.
What? Yeah, that port of Ninja Gaiden 3 from the Wii version came back over to the 360 and the PS3.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Okay.
How about Double Dragon 2? Wander of the Dragons? Is that really the name of it?
That doesn't count either. That doesn't count either.
All right, how about we do a quick ad for GoDaddy, our friends at GoDaddy.com. No, you don't want to do that?
That's fine. Go for it. Because I don't know. Do people still use those codes?
Sometimes they use them.
People kind of hate GoDaddy.
They do? All right, I don't have to do it. I don't care.
I know you
do. How about rubber vaginas?
Oh, I was told I'm not allowed to do those ads.
We're not?
No, Shipwreck won't let us.
It's too cheesy. You don't want to do that.
Because GoDaddy's better.
Well, at least it doesn't involve masturbating into a rubber plastic doodad.
They also never said that they would pay us anyway. So
I'm against doing ads that we're not going to get paid for.
Well, I didn't pursue it because you told me not to.
Zombie flesh. Yes. Now we're worried about the zombie.
What about Audible? Do we still have an Audible code?
Do they have like food fleshlights? Like if I wanted to fuck a pizza, could I fuck a pizza?
I think you should shoot them a tweet and ask them if they would make one for you.
A pizza or like a ham sandwich.
There you go. Roast beef, I think, is more appropriate.
I knew a guy who told me about his friend, his quote unquote
friend in quotes,
friend in quote, yeah. Who had sex with a ham sandwich and a plant.
At the same time?
No, I think those
are
weird.
That's a weird threesome.
No, I think those are two separate occasions.
Okay. And then the plant went down on the ham sandwich. It was crazy.
they may have gotten jealous of each other. I don't know.
Who knows? I got enough to go around both the sandwich and the plant.
Right. All right. So should we talk about, what are we talking about? BioShock? What?
I'm just trying to, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to not picture it, but I'm just trying to picture a plant.
And
the plant?
It's 10...
The plant
10% off any order at GoDaddy with CAG 10. $5 off of 30 with CAG 5 off 30. And $7.49 domain names with CAG domain.
With coupon code
GoDaddy.
With coupon code ham sandwich. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Ham sandwich.
Stick it in my soil.
The plant, you know, has like big leaves, I guess. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I never had sex with the plant. Or any food, for that matter. All right, should we do some multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff? We talk about BioShock. Everybody's been playing BioShock, right?
I've been playing the BioShock.
Nice. I finished. How'd you get, what version did you get?
Spoilers.
Right, no spoilers. This will be spoiler-free. What version did you get?
I got the regular version, and it was sent to me by a listener.
You mean Xbox version?
Xbox version.
The regular version?
I thought you meant like a limited edition version. I'm like, because there's like three different SKUs of the game.
Oh. I didn't assume that you would get.
Yeah, no, yes. I know what you're leading to. And yes, a listener of our show felt that the game was too important for me not to be playing and offered to send me a copy. And I said, sure.
So you think like he thought like the discussion on this game would not be complete unless Wombat was playing, like in the video game community.
Yes. And I should give him a shout out because I think that's the least I could do. And that's Zedeus, Xedeus on Twitter.
It's pronounced Zeus, I believe. I think.
Zedeus.
Xanadu.
Xanaduus. Super nice. I thoroughly appreciate it. It was very nice and unnecessary. I even offered, I'm like, you know, because I said sure, and then the next thing I know he sent me a tracking number and I'm like, you know, I'm more than happy to pay you back. And he was like, don't be stupid. So
what's our ethics policy on this shipwreck?
We don't have an ethics policy. Wombat's being honest about it. That's fine. If people want to send Wombat stuff, they can send Wombat stuff.
People could send you stuff too. Didn't you get a game from?
Put that on here. Yes, I forgot to put that on there. A CAG user sent me a Steam code for or Steam gift for Dino D-Day.
Right? Didn't you get FTL also?
Yeah, I think I did. Before as well.
Oh, you did? No, I didn't get that. Yeah. See, you got two games from listeners.
Have you played FTL yet?
I have not.
Play that shit. What's wrong with you? Excuse me.
I'll play it. I was too busy playing Dino D-Day.
Yeah, how's that?
It's good enough for me. It's all online multiplayer, and it's really dumb. Like
dumb.
You're either Germans or Americans or Allied or Axis. I think they are in the game. And I think only the Axis. I've only played about an hour of it, but I think only the Axis, when you choose your classes, you can either choose different classes like a sniper or whatever, but then the Axis, you can also choose to be different kinds of dinosaurs.
Of course.
And they're not just dinosaurs though. They're dinosaurs. Like there's this big alligator looking dinosaur and he's like got like a 50 caliber cannon on his back.
So he's a Nazi engineered dinosaur?
Yes. They're all Nazi engineered dinosaurs. You can be a medic dinosaur because there's these goats that are running around all these.
I believe that's a metasaur.
Yeah. The metasaurs.
Wombat could not wait to attach sore onto what the next thing Shipwreck said was.
Pretty much.
I'm just going to say sore.
But they pick up goats and they can carry them and like throw them to the other dinosaurs to restore their health.
They can. Oh, they throw the goats to each other.
Yeah, they like pick it up and they carry it in their mouth and then they run it over and then they drop it down and the other dinosaurs can.
What's this game called again?
Dino D-Day.
Nice.
How do you like this compared to the other dinosaur game, the Primal
Carnage?
Yeah.
Primal Carnage is a better game. Just like the mechanics and everything of it. Like the mechanics in Dino D-Day aren't that spot on. And it's very glitchy. Like one time I spawned in as the alligator type dinosaur, but I spawned in and like half of the dinosaur was in a wall.
Right.
So I couldn't move. But this one's kind of dumber than the other one, than Primal Carnage. So it's got points going for it there.
Hmm.
All right. They're putting out a Primal Carnage of some sort on PS3, I think. Like a story-based one.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I didn't know that. All right.
Yeah, but back to Bioshock Infinite. Enough about Dino D-Day.
Yeah.
Right.
I've played about, I don't know, maybe just under 2 hours, like an hour and 45 minutes. That sounds reasonable. And I mean, I haven't played very much, but it's pretty good.
Right. It doesn't suck.
It really does not suck in any way. I'll say this much. It definitely like lulls you in, and then when it hits, it's like, what?
Right.
So
we talked about the what last week.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah, but you know, and you've already said this and it didn't spoil it for me, so I don't feel like I'm spoiling it for anyone else who hasn't played the game yet, but when it happens, you're like, oh, I'm on, and you're on board right away.
Right.
I don't know if,
you know, because
what has happened yet for you.
No, maybe not. I just mean when the action starts.
Okay.
When the action starts, I'm like, oh, shoot people? I'm okay with shooting these people.
Right. Or take their head off with the
yeah, hook on. I like the melee weapon so much better in this one than the drill thing in Bioshock 1/2.
Right.
I prefer it. I really do. I think it works.
Well, it's faster.
And yeah, it's
you have
gross.
To like wind up, right? Wind up the drill.
Yeah, yeah. I kinda like to hide in a corner and wait for people to find me so I could go babash, babash.
Yeah.
Because that's how I roll.
Yeah, it's pretty good when you get them with a shotgun and they go flying.
I don't have that yet, so way to spoil that for me.
Right.
You mean the shotgun that I use in the tutorial mission? I actually get a shotgun later in the game?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, the art style is awesome and the music is awesome. The game has a lot of personality.
Although it threw me off early in the game because it's supposed to be, what, 1912, they say? Uh-huh. And there's Beach Boys music, and that kind of threw me off. But whatever.
Well, hopefully that doesn't, hamper right. your enjoyment of the game.
I don't think it will. It was just surprisingly anachronistic, that's all.
Right, there's more
considering
of that.
Considering the detail they put in it.
Right.
Well, maybe that'll work out. But I think
maybe that'll work out.
I don't think this game, having finished it, I'm not going to spoil anything here. This is just opinions. I don't think it's as good as Bioshock 1.
Well, I'm looking forward to finishing it so we could do a full-on spoiler-filled thing, and I think comparing it to the first Bioshock should be a big chunk of that.
Okay, that's
because I think... Yeah, because I agree with you, and having not finished Infinite yet, I'm not saying it's better, but I agree with you because we've had this conversation off the air on what a groundbreaking game Bioshock was, and in hindsight, how even more groundbreaking it might have been, but we'll go into that in further detail when I finish Bioshock Infinite. That's a teaser, thanks to our good friend Zadius, who solo-funded the SpoilerCast Kickstarter.
Right. You could just bypass Kickstarter.
Exactly. And we did.
Think of all the like.
I was gonna do it. I was gonna try to get a dollar from 60 people.
Right.
But
yeah, I think the problem is once you know the original Bioshock was so new, it's really just difficult to recreate that newness and that feeling again. Because, I mean, you know, it's obviously very similar to the other Bioshock games
we'll get to it. We're not talking about that on this show.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot to say about that. So,
exactly. I think and that's why I'm like,
finished Bioshock. Me saying I like Bioshock 1 better than Infinite, though. Infinite's awesome as well, so.
Can we?
It's not a slight on Infinite.
Right, right. Should we talk about the Injustice demo?
What a piece of duty.
God of, what is it? Gods Among Us? Piece God's of duty?
I think piece you're, of duty. I can't disagree with you more on this, Wombat.
Yeah, I think you're, yeah, you, I don't know
you liked
happening.
It. You liked it a lot?
I thought it was, is that what it was excellent, despite having to play as Batman.
You know what it is? Maybe, and I'm not saying it's bad. I just want it to be different.
I don't even agree
with
you.
It's me, not you.
Earlier today, you told me that Batman played like Scorpion, and he doesn't. I don't even agree with
that. He shoots a rope into someone, and he pulls the rope towards that person, and then he do an uppercut.
He doesn't do an uppercut. What?
He do an uppercut.
He kicks the person towards him.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. He goes after. He goes into the person.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's so different.
It is. It's a
so different.
It's a huge mechanical difference in the way the characters work.
Rope, person.
There's a rope and he's a guy. Come on, Chip.
It's the same thing. He shoots a rope into someone's chest, and whether he flies into the person or the person flies into him, it's the same thing.
No. I know why you don't like the game, Wombat. You don't like the game because the Batman, the default skin on Batman is horrible. That's the worst Batman costume I've ever seen.
It is the worst Batman, and that is definitely a big part of it. And
if it was a normal Batman costume, you would have been right there from any movie, any of the Batman movies.
I might have been. This is a very good chance that if I just said, oh, this is a good Batman, it is bad.
See, for me, I don't even care. Like, it's just, it's a fighting dude.
Right, right.
Well, that's the thing for me also is that I don't want to play as Batman in a fighting game. I don't want to play as Wonder Woman in a fighting game. I want to play like a
Joker goon.
I want to play a dungeon crawler with Batman or an open world game as Batman or
Superman.
But
here's what you're missing, Wombat. Here's what I think you don't understand. Did you play the last Mortal Kombat game?
I did. It was fine.
You didn't think that all the story mode stuff and the
I don't care about cutscenes.
What?
Shipwreck. It was just a cutscene leading me to another to the same fighting.
It wasn't fun. I thought it was fun.
It's fun. It's not what I want from my superheroes.
It's not the game you want, but it's the game that you deserve.
Exactly. I want to get. There hasn't been a game. You know, we had Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I could always say we had that game for Marvel characters, and there have been some great open.
You had it for DC characters too.
It wasn't as good though.
Yeah, it was on the PlayStation 2. There hasn't been a game like that for DC characters in 7 years. And that's the game I want. And I'm not getting that game. Instead, I'm getting a fighting game that, you know, thematically doesn't really make much sense, no matter how much they try to shoehorn in a reason that Batman can beat up Doomsday. It doesn't work for me. I don't like that.
Hmm. You don't like Batman fighting Green Lantern?
I don't, exactly.
For no reason.
The mechanics are what I like. Him getting surrounded by little blue bat things.
That was kind of cool.
I don't know what those are, but you can pull those out and then choose when you're going to kind of shoot them at the person.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Did you do the thing where you pull the two triggers?
Yeah, which is basically the same as like an X-ray move in the last Mortal Kombat game.
Oh, the triggers. That's how you do it.
Yeah, you pull the two triggers and that's how he does the thing where the Batmobile runs people over.
Fuck.
And you can do... You can do like a cancel move too. That's pretty sweet. The main difference in the mechanics from the last Mortal Kombat is there's no block button. Like you block by holding back.
That's good. I prefer that.
It's different. It's fine. But it's fast. The game's really fast. I'm gonna like it a lot more than I like thought.
Even imagine.
It's probably because it's a fighting game. It's not a DC game.
Great.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So it's good for you, but it makes me sad.
Did Doomsday always have that ponytail?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I want it on PC. They should make a PC version.
You have fun with it. I just maybe when it's $20. There's too many pre-order bonuses in too many different places also. It gives me a headache.
Right. You have to plan out where you can buy it.
Yeah, I think Walmart probably has the one that seems the most interesting.
Which one has the good Batman outfit? Because that's going to be important.
That's the Walmart one. Yeah. It has the Batman Arkham Asylum skin. So you can play as Batman as he looks in Arkham in the game that you played with him last.
See, like for me, I feel like if you buy this game at full price, you should get all the pre-order skins from everywhere. Like,
sure.
Take care of your people. Because you know this game's going to be fucking $39.99 in 3 weeks.
And that's probably when I would pick it up. So. Or I would wait for the inevitable Game of the Year edition that has the downloadable characters included for $29.99.
Ty's going to love it. I haven't showed him the demo yet because I wanted him to get out of actually leave the house today so I could do the show. But he really was taken with it at PAX last year. So he's going to go nuts when he sees this. So I have to get it, I guess.
I guess you do. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like a child.
I don't know what you were expecting. You knew this was coming for what, a year and a half now.
I know, and I've never really been that keen on it.
I saw the dinosaur in the Batcave. Oh no, that was something else. I bought a Arkham City Game of the Year edition on Steam for $7.50. Yeah, I got my games confused. But that was a good pickup.
That is a good pickup. That's a good game.
And it comes with all the DLC.
You know, I think Lego DC is the best DC character game I've ever played, and I want that, but not for children.
Right.
I'm not getting that. I'm getting a fighting game, and that makes me mad. Like I said, like a petulant child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's me. I said it's not the game. It's me.
Right.
I'm very well aware of that.
All right. Good.
Yeah. Well, what can you do?
It's an interesting comment, though, because if more DC people feel the same way you do and more fighting game people feel the way that I do, which I wish maybe that this was not DC related, if this was another Mortal Kombat, I'd be much more like excited about it. So I'm interested to see what the market is for this.
Yeah, the problem. Yeah, it's gonna have problems.
I don't think it's the right game for DC comic book fans. I just don't. I think they're gonna be bored with it quickly, and they're gonna be like, "Well, I don't want to just fight one person anymore. I want to take Batman out and have him fight eight people at once."
And fighting game fans, it's not serious enough for them, probably.
That might be true. I don't know.
You know, like it's not gonna be a tournament game for sure.
Like, oh, I love all the cool stuff Green Lantern can do in this fighting game. I wish I could take him out into a world and do all these moves.
I watched the Green Lantern movie again. Actually, I watched it with Ty.
The movie's pretty terrible.
I didn't think it's bad. I don't think it's bad at all. It's no worse than the new Spider-Man movie.
When he's singing in the bar.
Okay, look, if you fast forward.
That's where it loses me right there. That's the scene.
Okay.
That's the scene where I'm like, I don't know how this movie was made.
Well, that's the sister scene of the Daredevil playground fight scene between him and Elektra.
Mm-hmm.
That's that version. But if you fast forward through those, like I fast forward through like most of the talking parts with Ty, and he loved it. But it's not that bad. I'm telling you, it's no worse than the Spider-Man movie. It has a couple of bad scenes, but.
Oh, that singing scene. Oh.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was terrible. Fun.
Yes.
All right. What else we got here? Multi-platforming.
Since I got the 3DS XL, I decided I was going to trade in my original 3DS. I had whatever that blue version of the 3DS was.
Okay.
And so I decided I'd go with Amazon because it seemed like I've traded stuff into Amazon before. It's pretty low maintenance. It didn't take much thought. Like you package it up. They pay for the shipping. You get an Amazon gift card and that's it. Like that's
they
pretty
pay
much
for
how
the
was.
Shipping.
Yeah, they pay like you just get a UPS label and stick it on there and it's prepaid.
Oh, okay.
So great. Like I look up on Amazon, it was worth like 103 in Amazon credit.
Hmm.
But you can select like the different like kind of conditions of what you think it is.
Okay.
And so there's three conditions. And when I was trading it in, like, it was like 103 for like new. It was like 85 for good. And well, then it was like, I want to say like 60 for acceptable.
I'm sure that yours is in perfect condition.
Mine, I had the original box.
I'm sure you have everything and there's probably not a scratch on it.
Yeah, no scratches, no like signs of wear.
Right. I'm sure it's perfect.
Yeah. All the instruction manuals, all the cables, all the little kickstand thing it came with and everything.
Did you include a spreadsheet of all the games that you played on it?
No.
And time played and all that stuff?
No, but...
No, okay.
So I went with like new because...
Right.
The good, like it was like you can have personal customization on here and the screen... Like it was basically everything could be scratched but the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I get... So you can choose whether... Like to have them send it back if they don't agree with your condition, or you can choose to have them just like give you whatever the lower amount is for whatever condition they say it is.
And you have to choose that before they.
Yeah. Before they give you a quote, like that's part of the trade-in process. So okay. I very smartly put, hey, return this to me if you think this is in worse condition than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the thing today, the email back. Cause it's just like, it's literally like right across the river here where this thing goes.
Okay.
My 3DS is like 20 minutes away from me right now. So I get an email back and they're sending it back to me and they've said it's an acceptable condition. They were going to give me $20.50 for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think so? Like they're basically preying on people who choose the other option. They're not interested in really paying for the like new price. So if someone sends them, someone's not going to accept for the super cheap price. They're just going to send it back. It's cheaper for them to just to take the loss.
But they're paying to send it back to me too. Like I'm anxious to see. I want this thing. It better come back in the same condition I sent it.
Oh, if it comes back with your spreadsheet.
Right. Well, like I had all the original package. Like, there's like a little like thin like protective sheet sure. that goes in between the screens and everything.
Yeah, I'm holding it right now.
Yeah, I had that in there. Like, I had all the cables tied up and everything. Somehow this thing it wasn't even good condition. They said
right, it was the worst
condition. $20.50 they would have paid me if I didn't uncheck that box.
So they really just don't want to pay anybody. They'd rather just not pay you $80. They'd rather take maybe – they're paying the shipping both ways. So that's probably a couple bucks, $4, $5 to ship that each way?
Yeah, at least. I mean, because it's a decent size box. It weighs a decent size amount – or weighs a decent amount.
It's probably about five – it's probably about $10 round trip.
Yeah, so
– I guess the margins are so incredible when some sucker does – go for the $20 one that they can just afford to lose $10 on you. Maybe. I don't know.
Guess so. Easily. I would say easily.
Amazon has a third party do this, right? This
is yeah, like it's a third NORAM. Party. It's not Amazon. But
who is it?
It's tied to Amazon.
Do you know what the company name is?
I don't remember.
Cheap S something something.
NORAM?
I don't remember if it's NORAM anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But if anybody's looking to trade in hardware, like I haven't had this problem with any games, but hardware I would advise against the Amazon route or definitely say, hey, return this if you don't agree with my condition.
Right, right. Well, that's interesting. So be careful out there, people. They're trying to take your DS for $20. Crazy. Shuffling for Iowa writes in and wants to know how much you want for it.
Yeah, I got a lot of those today. People sent me emails or Twitter things saying they give me $25 or $30 for it or whatever.
Great.
Yeah.
Why would you take their $25 and not Amazon's 20 whatever?
Yeah, anyway. I think I'll get a decent amount for it elsewhere. I'm pretty sure if I just take it to GameStop even, I would get probably $70, $75 at least.
Yeah, if you wait till they have a promotion.
Yeah. I'll probably just end up selling it, though. But
right. We need someone to partner with CAG and do a trade-in on CAG. And then I can make some money off of people's trade-ins. Doesn't that sound like a good plan?
It sounds like a headache.
Count me in.
But not if you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You would have to do something. You'd have to work.
No. What?
You might have to work.
What?
If you had that.
What?
Up. Yep. Sorry.
It's crazy talk.
I'm just saying it out loud. You might have to work. No.
You got it all wrong. I'll show you. I'll show everyone. All right. What else we got here in Wombat's news and stuff? Wombat, this is your news and stuff.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about the big news?
What's the big news?
Just skip right over to it.
I don't know. What's the big news?
That Disney shuttered LucasArts.
I didn't read
no
this
more.
Yet.
LucasArts is no more.
Wow.
They're the fine legacy of games like Maniac Mansion and other game, other good games that they haven't made in over a decade.
Right. I know somebody wrote in via Twitter, like, what are, did I put it on the outline? They wanted to know what our favorite LucasArts games were. For me, it was the Indiana Jones games. The Fate of Atlantis and the, what was the other one? Fate of Atlantis was the money one, though.
That was the Xbox one, wasn't it?
No. That was an old PC game.
Okay.
Maybe Amiga? I don't know, but it was old. It was really good. What about you guys? Did you guys play any LucasArts games?
I did enjoy Maniac Mansion. I wasn't just saying that.
Oh, okay. I didn't play that, actually.
Oh, that's a good game.
Grim Fandango. That was a good one. I like pretty much all the Star Wars ones I played. I mean, even the bad ones I play.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the GameCube Star Wars games were a lot of fun.
X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. I put a lot of time into that.
That was a good game
PC.
As well. But when was the last time they...
Masters of the Tarrasque Sai or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't put any time into that.
I put a lot of time into that.
You know what? Super Star Wars and Super Empire and Super Return of the Jedi were... Super Star Wars, I have very fond memories of playing.
Those games were Super hard. Nintendo.
They were hard. But there was cheat codes so you could be invincible in Super Star Wars. And I did that and played through that game. So, there you go. Those
that
are
was
days.
Like a system-selling game for me.
Yeah, Super Star Wars.
For Super Nintendo. I mean, just to hear the music sounded so realistic.
At the time.
I mean, it was incredible. I mean, it blew me away. That and Batman Returns.
Yeah, and it's funny because a lot of people are very upset. And you know what? People did lose jobs today, and I feel bad for those people. And I'm not making light of people who were laid off today. But I was looking this up, you know, not that long ago, and I couldn't remember when this happened. And it happened in 2008 when Jim Ward left LucasArts. And within that time, they let go of approximately 75 people. Almost 100 people, and started outsourcing more.
Right.
So I'm just saying, you know, the decline of LucasArts is not something that happened overnight. And I can understand why Disney might feel like they don't, you know, Disney has in many ways gotten out of the big video game business and put all of their eggs in the Disney Infinity basket and mobile.
Well, they actually just have outsource everything.
Well, that's, you know, well, it's not so much outsourcing as much as it is licensing the IPs.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're still going to be Star Wars games, I'm assuming. What's going to happen Wars with game? This 1313 game?
That's gone.
It's gone?
That's gone.
That was never a game to begin with.
Exactly. I don't think they ever had anything substantial.
They had a very nice room at E3.
That's about right? it. Yeah. That and, you know, expensive. And a CGI movie to show us. That didn't never, have the
like,
final character
I guess
in it.
If people were interested in like the that side universe or whatever that came from, I guess not side universe, but whatever the non like
side story.
Yeah, like the side story.
Expanded universe, I believe, is the phrase you're looking
for. I never saw anything from that thing that we saw at E3 that really did anything for. I mean, it was
they didn't really show anything.
It was an elevator shaft.
Yep. And I actually saw the episode of Clone Wars where they go to that place. Yeah, I was that's from the video game that's never coming out. And I said that before I knew that they were going to close down.
I mean, I think a big part of this too was just that they didn't have anything ready anytime soon. Like they didn't have anything in the works that was going to be able to make a profit really quickly.
You needed a fighting game.
Where's the rumor was that 1313 needed like another 2 years. And I don't think that was worth it to Disney, who, like, you know, I don't think they could just sell the Boba Fett license to someone and have them make a Boba Fett first-person shooter. And
yeah, I'm looking at the Game Facts page for LucasArts. They made a lot of games.
Yeah, they did make a lot of games, but when was the last time they made a great game?
Right.
Force Unleashed was all right.
I played a lot of these Star Wars games.
Yeah, the Star Wars games were all good. Well, not all, but I have fond memories.
Even the Dark
Star
Forces.
Star Wars Connect?
Fuck that.
They didn't really that looked like garbage.
Star Wars Connect. Yeah. I'm Han Solo.
Yeah, that's an embarrassment.
They didn't develop that, though. That was Terminal Reality that developed that.
Yeah. Yes, it's sad to see LucasArts go. They had quite the legacy. And, you know, but the thing is, you know, these licenses aren't dead, even for like a Maniac Mansion. Now, if anything, the chances of a game like that getting made might actually increase, because if someone was willing to pay for that license from Disney, then they would make the game.
Or Disney just sits on it and does nothing, which is probably...
Well, they're not going to do anything with it unless someone pays them. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Or maybe they release it on the iPhone. Start releasing the classic games on the on iOS. Did LucasArts do that?
Nope.
They should have, right?
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There sure is a lot. Yeah, I would like to think
it's probably good, because Disney just had a horrible track record with trying to be a video game publisher. Like, they just, they make bad decisions. Like, they went with the Epic Mickey decision over and just canceled that Pirates of the Caribbean game that looked like it was going to be good.
Right.
They had Split Second, which was excellent, and then they just shuttered that studio because Split Second didn't sell, because they didn't really support it that well, I don't think.
And it launched like right alongside like two other major car games.
Right. Which Split Second's awesome. Like, that's one of my favorite racers from this generation.
I never played it.
Really?
Me neither. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys are the problem. Ty would love Split Second.
Doesn't have real cars, though. Well, he may not care.
It doesn't matter. It has awesome explosions.
Okay.
I think you would like it, Chibi. You need to get Split Second.
Okay.
But
what else we got here?
Square Enix laid off a bunch of people, and then High Moon.
Activision laid off.
Yeah, Activision laid off a bunch of the guys that worked on the Deadpool game, because it's done.
Well, I was going to say, isn't that normal, though, when a game finishes, that people that...
40 is a lot for...
40 is a lot. But is it that 40 is a lot, or is that... That's just modern game making. As you mentioned last week, watching credits takes a lot longer than it used to.
It does, but 40 seems like a lot to lay off from a studio like High Moon, especially since that studio seems like they have some talent there.
And the Transformers games.
Yeah.
That's their thing.
Right. And this Deadpool game looks like it's going to be pretty
decent. Like, it could be fun. Yeah, it looks like, I mean, I like Deadpool in general,
so I think that number just it
does
seem like
high.
That seems like that's probably a good percentage of their studio.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, it sucks, but it is part of the way games, like, it's hard to make profit on these games.
Lame. What else we got here?
Do we want to talk about that article that you read?
Oh, the Iwata thing?
Yeah.
It's pretty, it's a pretty damning... So this guy wrote an article. Let's give this guy credit here.
Emily? Yes, this dude named Emily.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Emily, but this is the website is notenoughshaders.
Yes, and it was written by Emily Rogers.
Right, it's called Satoru Iwata's Hubris versus Western Culture.
And I read this article because Michael Pachter tweeted it out, saying this is basically everything that he has been saying, but he thought it was stated better than he was stating it, essentially.
Right. Well, he does that show on Game Trailers, and I watched that the pack attack, and he said that he thought that Iwata was I think the word he used was horrible. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. But a horrible CEO. And then this article basically outlines why he's a horrible CEO. And, I mean, what's the major theme when you go through this article, Wombat? What would you say? I mean, that he just says stuff, and then he changes what he says throughout time. And nothing really...
He apologizes a lot.
And then he apologizes. Yeah, and then he apologizes for it. And it's amazing to see the patterns of, you know, the launch drought of games and how it killed the GameCube, you know, according to this article. And how the same thing happened with the 3DS, and then how the same thing happened with the Wii U, where they're just the launch titles just weren't there.
Right, and then he apologizes for it each time, and even as the console's coming out, he says, we know that this was a problem in the previous generation, and we're going to make sure that we don't have an absence of games coming out for early adopters. And it's happened every time. And there's like a million of these things on this article is huge. It also talks about, what are some other good tidbits on here, Wombat?
Where he talks about, you know, the one that I really found very interesting, and it was like a big aha, why didn't I ever think of this, was, you know, Iwata talking about how the Wii wasn't competition with the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360, that people would own both of them. People would own both. Mm-hmm. They don't, the Wii plays games that the 360 doesn't, and the 360 plays games that the Wii doesn't.
He was right on
and
that.
He was.
But this is where the big aha moment comes in. Then why do you need a Wii U? If you already have an Xbox 360 and you have a Wii, why do you need a Wii U when the highlights of it are ported games from the Xbox 360 that, according to Iwata, you already own.
Right. He goes on to say that, like, the big selling feature, she goes on to show that the main selling feature of the Wii U is the screen and the controller. And, you know, and even during the presentation, I think it was E3 last year, they talk about how it's a problem because families don't have, you know, they only have like maybe one TV in the house, and then, you know, people have to share the TV, and they don't have enough time to play games, so now you can play on the controller with the screen. And in the United States, which is a huge market, excuse me.
You dying? 89% of homeowners, 89% of people in the United States, families in the United States of America, 89% have multiple televisions. And that's not including your iPads or even your phones or whatever kind of tablet or PC you might have that may have Netflix on it. So the question is, why would you need to play a game on the second screen while someone watches TV in front of you?
Right. And, you know, she goes on to say how the controller now is so complicated, the new gamepad controller, it's basically just a combination of all the other controllers that they've ever had put into one thing, and which really goes against sort of their corporate policy, not policy, but like their mission statements before with other systems. They say they've gone out of their way. He said there are too many buttons and sticks on controllers for novice players, which is likely to discourage them from ever playing games at all. You know, that was the whole thing with the Wii U. And now you look at this Wii U thing, and it's like, oh my fuck. The iPad looks so simple compared to the Wii U. It has one button on it.
That's the only thing in the article that kind of might, you know, where, yes, I agree with her. I don't think it's as concrete an argument saying that the controller is too complicated for people. That's where I think she gets a little gray. Not saying that she's wrong, she might very well be right, but I don't know if you could really concretely say that.
Right. People love this guy, right? He's so cute, and he puts on the Luigi hat. So cute. But he's just like all over the place. After you read this article, and remember, just Google Iwata hubris versus Western culture, and you'll find it.
It's a really good article, and a lot of what she says is, you know, and yes, and I've been saying this since we started this show, is that I don't think Nintendo cares about the United States of America. I don't think they've never given me the impression that we're an important market to them, and that's one of the big things that she brings up is, where's the love for the U.S. and European market? And I know that we have listeners out there that love the Japanese games that Nintendo publishes, or not just publish, you know, that releases for their consoles that don't appear anywhere else. Games like your Dragon Quest and your Monster Hunters, and in this article she mentions Bayonetta 2 and the Wonderful 101, which are very Japanesey games, but will probably not be big sellers in the U.S. or even in Europe. And that's a big problem.
Can't afford to leave that money on the table.
Exactly. Where, you know, the Xbox 360 has kind of proven that you can leave Japan on the table and still be a success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not speaking out of school when I say that. And the PlayStation 3 has shown that if you have a good foothold in all three, you don't have to be number one in all of them
right.
to be a success.
Right.
And what Nintendo's done is kind of the opposite. It's like, well, we're a huge hit in Japan, and that's it.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have Japanese people running the company. And that's what you see across a lot of Japanese electronics companies right now, that a lot of them are having huge problems. Panasonic just got delisted from the stock exchange.
That's crazy.
I mean, Sony's got in bad shape financially. A lot of these companies, Sharp, bad shape. You know, Reggie, they need Reggie to run the company. That's what I think.
Maybe. I mean, could you imagine an American running Nintendo?
Well, they had a foreigner running Sony. It didn't work out well for them, but they gave it a shot.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
And it looks like, you know, on the PS4, it looks like that, what's the guy's name? Mark Cerny? Looks like the guy who's sort of running the hardware show for PS4. So you see more Western influence there, at least. Looks like Nintendo could use that too. But, so yeah, it's a good article. Check it out.
I think they'll come around. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that they were on top.
With
the Wii. So.
And it could happen again, but that's just it. It's, you know, the Wii did a lot of smart things that for some reason they did the exact opposite with the Wii U.
Right, exactly. It's the Wii U is basically everything that they said that they wouldn't do with the Wii. And that's when you read this article, you'll come to see that.
And it's really strange. And I never really thought of it that way until I read this article. And maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid from the writer. But I'm like, you're right. The Wii was this, and the Wii was this, and the Wii U is this, and this, and this, which is the opposite.
I think we've talked about a lot of that before.
I think we have. It's just, even though we've talked about it, it's interesting to just kind of see it with a lot of quotes and stats and...
Oh, yeah,
and I never really thought...
A lot of work went into that article.
It's really, it's not even an opinion piece. It's really just a lot of facts and quotes from Iwata.
Quotes and facts and charts?
Yeah, it's not much that you can really to disagree with. I mean, you're just reading statements that he said and with, you know, some commentary, but it's basically just facts.
That Luigi game is pretty good.
I want to actually play it.
It's not bad. My only complaint about the Luigi game is that some of the levels take a little too long for my train ride, and I wish you could kind of save it easier. Here's my and you'll go, well, you could just close it or put it in sleep mode, which is very true. But sometimes when I have the 3DS in my pocket, the game card pops out.
What?
Boing.
Yeah.
You got some rough. What's going on in your pockets?
You're
there?
Fitting an XL in your pocket?
It fits in my jacket pocket.
Okay.
It fits in my jacket pocket. When I walk a mile from the train station to my office, it the card doesn't fall out, but it just kind of, you know, it pops out of the
jiggling.
Slot. Pretty much, because I'm a fatty.
Too much jiggling. You got asses wiggling and titties jiggling. You got
So I lose. That happened to me twice where I lost my game because the card popped out.
Right, that's bad.
So I stopped playing it unless I know I'll play it on the way home because I know I can close it off and gently put it down in the car on my way home and I won't lose my spot. But I wish you could just kind of save anywhere. That's my big complaint about Luigi. So I've been playing more Mario. because those levels are short.
I would like to play those games, but I don't think I want to play them on my little insignificant 3DS. I have
That's a loser's console.
I know, and I don't want to invest in the XL, so there or pay like $35 for those games. So we're at a sort of an impasse.
I think so. Oh well. You're
but
lost.
I do have this sealed copy of Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate for the 3DS, which is going
to Why didn't you just have your parents send that to me?
I don't know.
Because you're a jerk? Oh, okay. That's
you,
good.
You
good
would never play this.
Sure I would. I'd be on the train.
I'll mail it to you. You don't need the box, right?
I can't care less about the box.
Yeah.
I want your Nintendo point code, though, that's in that box.
Nintendo. It's a cereal now.
Yeah, exactly.
What else we got here?
Sonic Rush is free on the iPhone.
And you love it?
Oh, yeah. You're terrible.
No,
at that
it's terrible. Because the game is terrible.
No, it's not. You don't even know how to play it.
I just don't know how to play it.
Have you tried the racing game, Sonic Racing game yet? The new one, Transformed?
No, I know it's supposed to be very good, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right, how about some Keg Bag?
Yeah, my favorite part of the show.
Jazz Blastoise wants us to talk about the end of Rock Band. Yeah, this week was the last DLC for Rock Band 3, and it was American Pie, Don McLean. And I bought it. And
you took the Chevy to the levee?
Yep, I played it. I was, what number was I on the leaderboard? I forgot. 70-something, maybe? It's good. It's a good song to play on the piano.
Helter Skelter in Summer Swelter. The birds fly off to the fallout shelter.
In fact, they really went out with a bang.
Miles High and Falling Fast.
All the songs, so many great songs came out in like the last couple months. They had a really good run. I mean, best DLC ever for any video game in the history of video games, Rock Band 3. There's no way to deny it. I mean, it's the best ever. It'll be in the museum, the Smithsonian.
How does it compare to Dragonborn?
Nah, it's a Skyrim DLC is insignificant compared to Rock Band DLC. Glory of Love, hello? Hello?
What they need to do is add Glory of Love into Skyrim.
That would be, you know, it's amazing how fun it is to play Glory of Love in Rock Band. I mean, you would think that it's just, you know, kind of a lame song, but it is a lot of fun to play. But I mean, Rock Band 3 was definitely one of my top five games of this generation, maybe top three. It's awesome. I love it. It's very special to me. Tonight we celebrate our love for Rock Band 3.
Okay, Peebo, what's the next song?
Kate Saunders writes in and wants to know what kind of video card we're running, Ship and I, in our PC setup.
Hallmark, bitch.
Right, the Hallmark 680.
I got a Hallmark card. You open it up, and it sings a song to you. I think it's top of the line.
Right. It's got electronics in it.
You open it up, it goes, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Right. Yeah, I have the 680, the GeForce 680. And Shipwreck has the 670?
I have the 670, yes.
670. So we're right there. We're right at the top of the charts.
We have the number 2 and number 3 benchmark cards for BioShock.
Nice. And the Titan must be the one, or the 690.
The Titan.
I saw that chart. The 690 wasn't on there, was it?
No. I don't think they did a 690.
Right. The 690 is two 680s stuck together on a card, which I think is similar to what the Titan is. Bard Lee 4 writes in and asks us for what are the games that we're really looking forward to that are coming out soon. For me, Injustice. And he lists here Metro, Injustice, and Last of Us. I would say Metro and Injustice I'm very excited for. Last of Us, I haven't really seen anything of it. I don't know anything about it. I'm interested in it. But I don't know. When is that coming? That's coming out pretty soon, Last of Us? Anyone even know?
So. Is it this year?
May or June, I think.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What about you guys? What about you, Wombat? What games are you looking forward to that are coming out soon?
Is Dragon Age 3 coming out this year? Is that this year or next year?
That's not coming out soon. That's not soon enough for this
Or Lego Marvel. I'm looking forward to that one.
That's like October.
Yeah. Yep. It's pretty much all I got right now.
So nothing for this spring.
Last of Us is June.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, during E3, right? Yeah, we made fun of that.
Right.
Is that the one that's like on the Friday of E3 or something?
I think so.
June 14th. Yeah. I don't know. I have to have a calendar here.
The 10th is the Monday. The 11th is Tuesday. So.
Okay.
Oh, the main guy in The Last of Us is voiced by the same guy who does the BioShock Infinite dude.
He is?
Yep. Troy
Baker.
Yeah,
June 14th, Friday. It's pretty sweet.
I'm definitely looking forward to Metro. I'm looking forward to Dead Island Riptide.
Oh, right.
That's soon. That's
we're like going to get. We're getting review copies of that, right?
I believe so. I hope we're getting the Steam version. That way we can play together.
You two are.
I read the email. It said that they're giving out two codes.
Yes, you two are.
Well, you don't care. Did you play the first one?
I have the first one. Does
you
that count for anything?
Never played the first one, so I do not feel bad about leaving you out.
That's okay.
And you don't have a PC, so we really
I
know, don't
care. I'm teasing. I really don't care.
That's okay. A member, one of our listeners is going to send you a PC.
Awesome. So you could send it to, I'll give you my address. Just shoot me a message.
Right. What else we got here? Is that it? Time to say goodbye? Well, I'm bad. Yes. You're getting sleepy.
More than you know.
Okay. So let's say goodbye. Let's thank everybody for listening and remind them to follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, and on Facebook, facebook.com/cheapassgamer. And Wombat has another podcast, his side bitch.
Yep. Uninformed Opinions. You can download that on the iTunes. Our last show was about Universal Monsters.
What's a Universal monster? Like Godzilla?
No, Universal Studios. They made a bunch of monster movies.
What?
Are you guys like 80?
Yes, I did a show about Dracula, Frankenstein, and the
like
Wolfman.
The old black,
like Bela
like
Lugosi.
Old black and white,
yeah.
Horror
yes,
movies.
The black and white. Yes, I'm a big fan of those films, and we talked about them.
Did you talk about the Groucho Marx book?
No. I did not talk.
Next week, they're going to talk about which of their favorite Marx brothers, have influenced their lives at this point.
Yep, you're just jealous.
The films of Charlie Chaplin.
Excuse me for trying to bring some culture into this world, this bleak existence that we call life.
We love you, Wombat.
Thank you.
What else can I tell you to do? Review us on iTunes? I don't know. Don't review us. We have a lot of reviews on iTunes. I looked the other day.
Nice. Like people are very nice to reviews. Us.
Shit. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
Bird's done.
Johnny, catch! Oh, no! Let's tell Mom it was Billy's mistake.
You're making the mistake.
Flint!
Anyone can have an accident, but lying makes it worse.
But Mom will be upset.
She'll be even more upset if you lie. And how would you feel if Billy got punished? Face up to what you've done. Don't take the easy way out.
We'll tell her we did it.
Remember, it's better to tell the truth.
And that's no lie. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.